Okay, good morning everybody, welcome back. Let's learn today. Today our work is going to be moving from Lamed Beis Amud Aleph to halfway down the Amud. What lies ahead of us for today, what we're going to be covering is the Mishnah and Gemara, which discusses the Seder HaBrachas. The order of the Brachas of Rosh Hashanah. This is going to be Nogay in 2 weeks. Can you believe it? We're 2 weeks away from Rosh Hashanah, less than 2 weeks. So this is how it works. So the Mishnah records there is a machlokes. The Mishnah says the following: Seder habrachos, Omer avos v'gvuros v'kedushas Hashem, v'kol amalchios imahem v'eino tzakeh kedushas yom, v'eino tzakeh kedushas yom v'tzakeh zichronos v'tzakeh shofros v'tzakeh Omer avoda v'hoida birkas hakohanim. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So just before we get there, just to like envision, every Shmoneh Esrei is the same format. So basically the following: every Shmoneh Esrei starts with three brachos, avos, gvuros, and kedushas Hashem, and ends with Avoda Hoida and Birkas Kohanim. Wait a second, is the last bracha Birkas Kohanim? Just wait a second.
Shalom.
So the last bracha is Sim Shalom. Interesting enough, why would that be called Birkas Kohanim?
Because Aaron was with Shalom.
Okay, well, it happens to be that the ending bracha of Birkas Kohanim is the Yosei Nocha Shalom. So it is interesting that if you actually go through Sim Shalom, it's actually the reflected language of the Birkas Kohanim backwards. Okay, so it's interesting that the Birkas Kohanim fits there. It's that Hashem should shine upon his face. If you go through it, actually, it's a reflection of the Birkas Kohanim, which is why the Birkas Kohanim is actually put there. Some texts of the Mishnah actually have Sim Shalom placed over here, but interestingly enough, you can actually see a lot of parallels between Birkas Kohanim and Sim Shalom, which is why it's the last bracha. So you have three brachas at the beginning, three brachas at the end. Regular weekday, how many brachas do you have in between that? How many are sandwiched in between?
19.
There are 13 brachas in between. Probably because there's three at the beginning, three at the end, 13 in the middle. That's the stage what we call bakasha. Okay, where we ask, Atachan el Adam Das, Hashem, please give us wisdom. Then we go, we talk about tshuva, we talk about slicha, we talk about geula. Those are all bakasha, those things we need. We sandwich the things we need between what's called Shevach, the three parts of praise of Hashem, and essentially Hoidah, but it's a little more complex. The last three brachas are not exactly germane to one subject. So, what happens on a Shabbos, regularly speaking? What happens on a Shabbos? What does a Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei format look like?
It's just three in front, three in back.
So we have three at the front, three at the back, and what's in the middle instead of Akasha? We remove the 13 and we put in the place the bracha which we end with Mekadosh Shabbos, which is called Kedushas Hayom. So we replace all those 13 in the middle of the sandwich and we say there's going to be what's called Kedushas Hayom in the middle over here. That's how a Shabbos looks like, which is why Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei is 7, which is why we have a huge detraction in the amount of brachas we're doing on a Shabbos. Okay? Because in place of 13, there's 7 every Shmoneh Esrei, even though we have one extra of Musa. That's what a Shabbos looks like. The only other Shmoneh Esrei to go outside of that framework is Rosh Hashanah. Because we know in Rosh Hashanah, as we just discussed over here, that there are three, which is called Malchios, then there's Zichronos, and then there is Shofros. Okay? Those are the three that we have to have on Rosh Hashanah, Shofros. The problem is where do they belong in relationship to what would happen on a regular Shabbos, which is Kedushas Hayom. Okay? We need to talk about how important the day is. Okay? So where do these three belong in a relationship to Kedushas Hayom? That's what the problem is over here. Regularly, the Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah will look like 9. 3 at the beginning, 3 at the end, and Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros in the middle, but we need to also fit in Kedushas Hayom. So what do we do? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says the following. He says, well, let's read him again. Seder brachos, Omer avos, gvuros, v'kedushas Hashem. Good. Those are the first three of every Shmoneh Esrei. That's the second line of the Mishnah. V'kolel Malchios imohem. V'eino tzakeya. So where does Malchios go according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri? It belongs in bracha number 3. Okay, so what we've done is according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, is we place Malchios in the third bracha, in the introductory area of the Shmoneh Esrei. And of course there's no tekiya there because you don't blow at the tekiyos at the end of Kedushas Hashem. That's like a regular bracha. That's V'chein Tein Pachtucha is the extra insert, but that's where you put Malchios according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. And then what happens? Kedushas Hayom v'tokeya. Then bracha number 4 is Kedushas Hayom. Rosh Hashanah is very special, and this is what happened on Rosh Hashanah, and so on. You finish that bracha Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim, because it's one of the festivals, and then we'll blow the shofar. And then finally, Zichronos v'tokeya. We'll then say Zichronos is bracha number 5 and blow Shofar so took out bracha number six, we should shofar and we'll blow. Voimer avoida, avohoida, birkas koinim, and the last three as the regular format of the Shmona Esrei to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Okay? So he does something very unusual. We don't do this. He places Valchios in the third bracha. Now, we're going to see why in a moment. Rabbi Akiva responded to him, Im eino tokele Malchios loma humazgir. You're telling me that Malchios is tucked away in bracha number three, and you're not even blowing after it, so why do you mention it? Meaning, surely this is part of the format of Rosh Hashanah. You're ignoring blowing after Malchios. Elo oimer, this is his format. Avos v'gvuros l'kedushas Hashem, the first three brachas are regular. V'kolel Malchios im kedushas Hayom v'tokeya. What do you do? According to Rabbi Akiva, you take Malchios and you place it in bracha number four, not bracha number three. It belongs as part of Kedushas Hayom, which is what we do. And then at the end of that bracha, which is now a merger of Kedushas Hayom, the special nature of Rosh Hashanah, and the Malchios, the kingship of Hashem, then you say the Tekiyas. Now you have Malchios with a Tekiyah at the end of it, as we have. And then you go on to say what's regular, Zichronas Tekiyah, the fifth bracha of Zichronas and blowing Shofar Tekiyah, Voimer Avoida, Voida, Birkas Koinim, and the last three as regular format. So Malchios really is, if we to sort of boil it down, is where Malchios belongs. Is a part of Kedushas Hashem, Atah Kadosh, that's what we call that bracha, or is it part of the unique bracha of Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah? And therefore, the outcome of difference would be is whether you actually blow in the Malchios anymore, according to the Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Good. So now let's try to go back to the Gemara, and what I'd like to do is keep them on the note board in the back of our mind, as to the sources, how the sources can indicate either way. Okay, how the sources can help indicate either way, which is going to be more true. So, Amar Rabbi Akiva, im eino tokeya l'malchios loma humazkir. Let's sort of recapture Rabbi Akiva's argument. He said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, if you don't have tekiyas shofar during the Shmona Esrei after the bracha of Malchios, like your suggestion, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, why are you even mentioning Malchios? So the Gemara asks on that quotation, Lama umaski rachmona amar idkir. Yeah, look. Of course, the reason why you mention Malchios is because the Torah told you to mention it. That's irrespective of whether you're blowing. To understand this question, drop down for a second to the next Mishnah, two-thirds of the way down the page. The Mishnah says, Ein pachsi ma'asara Malchios, ma'asara zichronos, ma'asara shofros. We know that you need to have 10 verses of each of the format of each bracha, 10 verses indicating Malchios, 10 verses of Zichronos, 10 verses of Shofros. What the Gemara is saying over here is that requirement is independent of the fact that you have Shofros with each bracha. So Rabbi Akiva, you're making it all dramatic over here. You're saying, well, look, if you don't have Shofros, why are you even mentioning Malchios? But the reason why you're mentioning Malchios is because there is a Torah requirement to have 10 verses of Malchios. That's independent of whether you have the Shofar with them. So Rabbi Akiva, don't get so excited. We can leave Malchios in Kedushas Hashem, in bracha number 3, not have Shofros, and that's fine. That's not the end of the world. You may be losing Shofros, but you still have Malchios. Right? So why are you making it as if it's an all or nothing equation over here, Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara answers, no. Ela lamar eser, leimotesha dehoil v'ishtani ishtani. Maybe, says Rabbi Akiva, if you're not going to have Tekiyas Shofar after this, then maybe the whole format of Malchiyot disappears, because after all, it's only in Atah Kadosh, it's in the third bracha, so maybe you don't have to have the same format as the rest of the other two brachas that are unique to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's what Rabbi Akiva is arguing. Not that you should just like omit it completely, but maybe it's a little bit different. It doesn't have the 10 verses, maybe it has 9 verses. That's what Rabbi Akiva's suggestion is, and that's why he moved away from it being in the third bracha without Tekiyas. Okay, that's just to sort of re-understand his question. Now to meats and potatoes, let's try to understand where this all comes from.
That was the best answer you could come up with?
What was that? We have to understand how Rabbi Akiva, what Rabbi Akiva's argument was, which enabled him to move away from that. So we need to have something, and apparently that was the something which was sufficient grounds for him. It's not the strongest question. It's always that Rabbi Akiva, I mean, sometimes when you see a question in the Gemara, is the question what is moving him? Or is something else moving him, and the question is helping him show that? Okay, so what I'd like to do is let's read the sources for this, for Malchios and Zichronos, and see if that might be more, we'll call it substantive in terms of his reason to move away. Because point well taken. So the Gemara now says an interesting statement. Tanu Rabbanan, our Rabbi has taught, quoting a Braisa, this Braisa appears in Megillah. Minayin she'omrim avos. How do we know that we in general we say avos? This is very important because we do this every day three times. How do we have the first bracha of avos? Shneimar havu la'Hashem, present before Hashem b'nei elim, those who are the children of the powerful ones. Okay. So apparently, this mizmor is the mizmor we say on Friday nights. This is the mizmor we say when we put back the Torah on Shabbos. Mizmor of David, and when it describes how we present, what we present in front of Hashem, the first thing we present is b'nei elim, that we are the children of powerful ones. Who are the powerful ones? That's obviously referring to the patriarchs. Okay, so we're not just ourselves. We have schus avos, right? First thing we start off is gvuras. Elokei Avraham and Elokei Yitzchak and Elokei Yaakov. How do we end that bracha? Magen Avraham. Right, so we're not coming to Hashem on our own bat. We're coming with substantive backing. Minayin she'omrim gvuras. How do we know that we say the second bracha before addressing Hashem? She'nemar havu la'Hashem kavod va'oz. We bring in front of Hashem honor and power. So we talk about what Hashem does in this world, the power that Hashem wields in this world. That's bracha number two. Minayin she'omrim kedushos. How do we know we talk about the holiness of Hashem? She'nemar havu la'Hashem, bring in front of Hashem kavod shemoy, the honor of His name. Yishtachavu la'Hashem b'hadras kodesh. Bowed unto Hashem in the place of holiness. Okay, so those three psukim are the groundwork for the first three brachas. It'll be interesting to follow through that mizmor and see the rest of it and how that relates to the Shemona Esrei. Obviously, for us, this is all we need right now because we're not in the Gemara Megillah now. We're not trying to work out the whole Shemona Esrei. We're trying to work out the Shemona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. So that's all we're quoting of that mizmor right now. What relates to us more importantly is the next step, which is Uminayin Shomrim Malchuyos Zichronos Shofros. How do we know there are these three special brachas in the first place that relate to Rosh Hashanah? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer's source is Dichsiv, Shabbason Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh Mikra Kodesh. This is the pasuk he's quoting. If you have a Gemara which has this pasuk on the side, this is in Parashas Emor. Remember, Parashas Emor is perhaps the fullest explanation of any of the Moedim. And when describing Rosh Hashanah, the pasuk says, I'm just going to read it out in full just so we can come back to it. The pasuk says, Daber b'nei Yisrael, they more speak to Israel, saying, B'chodesh ha-shvi'i ve'chod ha-chodesh, in the seventh month of the first month, that is the first of Tishrei, Yilochem, it will be to you. Now here's where our Gemara starts. Shabboson, a day of rest, Zichron Tru, of remembering, blasts, Mikra Kodesh, a holy convocation. Okay, that's the way the Torah describes it. So let's unpack that pasuk. The Gemara says, "Shabboson zekudushas ayom." When you talk about the day being a rest day, that obviously refers to the fact that you need to mention kudushas ayom. You need to talk about in the brachos how important and holy that day is. Zichron elu zichronas. When you talk about remembrance, we're talking about the bracha of zichronas. Trua the blasts elu shofros, and these are the days. That's referring to the bracha of shofros. Mikra Kodesh Kedushas Kadshayu Basias Melacha. When it says the word that is a holy convocation, it means that you distinguish this day by the way you work, meaning the abstinence from certain types of work, which is not for Oichel Nefesh, is expressed in this. So the way that Rabbi Eliezer is reading this pasuk is, it describes essentially bracha number 4, 5, 6, which is Kedushas Yom, Zichronos, and Shofros. What's missing from this format? What's missing from his source over here? He doesn't have Malchuyos.
Right.
He has Kedushas Ayom, he has Zichronos, and he has Shofras. Do you see that? Rabbi Eliezer has. He talks about the holiness of the day. He talks about Zichronos. He talks about Shofras. And then there's an overall idea about your work on the day, but there's clearly no mention of Malchuyos in Rabbi Eliezer's format. Okay, which is interesting. So let's see if this can help. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responds. Now this is helpful to us because Rabbi Akiva is one of the speakers in the Mishnah. He's the one who holds that. He is the one who holds that Malchuyos actually belongs in bracha number 4. So so maybe he's going to have a different way of reading this. He says, "Mimnei man loy neimar Shabboson shvus shabbat pasach hakasav tchila." Wait a second. Shabboson. What does Shabboson mean? What does shvus mean? Means to rest. So isn't it true that the pasuk begins with resting? You're telling me the pasuk begins with Kedushas Ayom, the holiness of the day, but it sounds like the word Shabboson means resting. Maybe the pasuk is talking about resting at the beginning. So he says, let's reread the pasuk. Elo Shabboson, when the pasuk says it's a day of rest, Kadshayu Basias Melacha. The first word is actually not telling you about a specific bracha. It's talking about how you operate on the day. This day is a day of rest. Okay, so that's the overall picture of the day. Then, Zichron, Elu Zichronos, Trua Elu Shofros. Then we have the bracha of Zichronos and Shofros. Mikra Kodesh, Zu Kedushas Yom. At the end, when it says Mikra Kodesh, that's when it says Kedushas Yom, that other bracha. So Rabbi Akiva has now got in the following order. He has Zichronos, Shofros, and Kedushas Yom. But what is he also missing? He's also missing Malchuyos. So both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva are missing the main point, it sounds like. So therefore, the Gemara continues to say, Minayin she'omrim Malchuyos. So where do you get the bracha Malchuyos? Tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Omer, Ani Hashem Elokeichem uvachodesh hashvi zu Malchuyos. So this is interesting. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Where is that verse? That is the actually immediately preceding Pasuk. Okay, so meaning, there's a very interesting interruption in Emor, which describes all the festivals, but in between that, it talks about some of the agricultural cycle. So the Pasuk immediately preceding, the Pasuk of Rosh Hashanah, says, Uvukutzrochem, I'm just going to read this on the side in my Gemara, Uvukutzrochem es ksira atzrochem lo sachale pas sol cholik uvukutzrocho veleket kitzrichore salakeit leoni velager tazay osam. It's talking about peah and leket, certain things you leave behind in the field for the poor people, and the Pasuk ends with the words, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I'm Hashem your God. I know what you're going to be doing in your fields, even though you think nobody's watching. And the next pasuk is Bachodesh Harisha Bedaber Bnei Yisrael Emor Bachodesh Hashvi'i Bechod Lachodesh. I am Hashem your God on the seventh month, on the first day of the month. Then this is what you should do. So what is Rabbi saying? That of course the context of Rosh Hashanah is Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that I am Hashem your God. That's sort of the introduction to Rosh Hashanah that there's Malchuyos. So now let's think about this for just a brief moment. If this is true, then essentially Rosh Hashanah is in the format of Malchuyos is sort of the overarching introduction. That's why the Pasuk just before describing Rosh Hashanah says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Immediately following that, what is next? According to the first reader, Rabbi Eliezer, what comes next? What's the next thing we're told, or besides the date, is Shavuot, which tells us? Shavuot tells us? Kedushas Hayom. Which means to say that essentially, where did Malchuyos belong? Malchuyos must have come beforehand. It must have been that Malchuyos belongs in Kedushas Hashem, Atah Kadosh. Then we have, right, because that's where Malchuyos came earlier on. Then we have Kedushas Hayom, Zichronos, and Shofros. Does that sound like? That sounds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Right, that Malchuyos is interrupted with Kedushas Hayom, which is being encaptured in the words Shavuot, according to Rabbi Eliezer. And then there's Kedushas Hayom, Zichronos, and Shofros. Right? So therefore, that sort of is the format of Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, which is why, who's the respondent to Rabbi Eliezer is? Rabbi Akiva! Because Rabbi Akiva is saying, it doesn't make sense to have an interruption between Malchuyos and Zichronos and Shofros. Shavuot doesn't mean an extra bracha of Kedushas Hayom. Shavuot means, let's talk about the general overall atmosphere of Rosh Hashanah, that it's a day of rest. But therefore, in terms of brachos, tachlis, bottom of the line, what are we talking about? It goes Malchuyos, because I knew Hashem Elokeichem. And what's the next bracha? Zichron Trua. Zichron and Shofros. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, there can't be a break between it. Kedushas Hayom, okay, that's an important thing. We'll work that in, and we'll work out where Kedushas Hayom works. But ultimately, Malchuyos, Zichronos, and Shofros aren't interrupted by anything. Okay, so interestingly enough, this is the way that the format works, according to both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Let's just do one more line, and then we'll hold it here, because this is just a very complex Amud, and the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einot Sarech, Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda moves away from this idea. He says a simple idea. Harehu Omer, Vayu Lochen Zikaron Lifnei Elokeichem. The Apostle is telling us that there will be a remembrance to you on the days of your remembrance to Hashem. What's this referring to? It's referring to the Shofros which are mentioned, the Chatzotzrot which are mentioned in Parshas Ba'alai Yisrael, and there will be a remembrance to you. The way the pasuk describes it is that on the day of your simcha, uyom chasimcha sem umadaychem roshaychot shechem uskatem mechatzotzrot, you'll blow on the trumpets, aloloisechem alzivchei shalmechem, and on your sacrifices, vayulachem nizikaron lifnei Hashem lekechem, there'll be to you a remembrance. Ze bona'av lechol makom, this is going to serve as a model for the rest of the Torah. Shenemar boi zichronos, yiyah malchuyos imoyhem. So the any place you mention Zichron, where you mention Hashem's name, you should also have Malchuyos, which is the end of the pasuk, which is Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The Torah is linking the idea of remembrance of Hashem and the presence of Hashem's eminence imminence, which therefore together need to go together, and that sort of serves as a model. So if on Rosh Hashanah we know that there's Zichronos, there must also be Malchuyos, because that's the way that Zichronos and Malchuyos work. They work hand in hand. So you're saying it's an exported model. We are bringing it in from the Chatzos, which sort of lays the format for us, which is an interesting discussion. This is close to the words of the Sefer Ikarim. The Sefer Ikarim says that all of the Rambam's 13 Ikurei Emunah can be boiled down into three, and they are the existence of God. They are Torah Min HaShemayim, and they are Hashkocha, and I think the last one is Yischar V'Oinesh. So if that's true, he says that's related to the Zichronos and Malchuyos. Zichronos and Shofros. Malchuyos is the fact that Hashem exists. Zichronos is the fact that Hashem relates to the world. He doesn't just, it isn't in a vacuum. And Shofros is the interaction of human beings and Hashem, because Shofros, of course, starts with Matan Torah, which is where the Shofar is introduced.
I think we have Shofros is Torah B'Shemayim, Zichronos is Harbel.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Rona. With that, yes. There's Torah B'Shemayim. Yes.
Torah B'Shemayim is Shofros.
Right, Torah B'Shemayim, the idea that there's an interaction between Hashem and human beings through the Torah was through the Shofros. So he believes that actually the three Karim are expressed in these three brachas, which is why they also have an additional significance. We'll go on into tomorrow as we try to close off, try to understand the structure of the Shmoneh Esrei.